We have our WJR Business Beat. Jeff Sloan is founder and CEO of Startup Nation, spotlighting the entrepreneurial, tech, and startup community on WJR. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. While Michigan has made great strides over the recent years in making more capital and resources available to facilitate the launch and growth of startup ventures here in the state, as reported by Riley Rosenfeld in D Business, much more must be done. A new report just issued by ID Ventures, an organization focused on promoting the growth of entrepreneurship in Michigan, makes clear that Michigan is lagging behind when it comes to providing early-stage pre-seed funding to entrepreneurs. Now, the report makes clear that Michigan is losing significant jobs, talent, and investment opportunities as a result of the lack of the early-stage investment capital, which has decreased by more than 40% in the last 5 years. Dave Blaskowitz, president and CEO of Invest Detroit, the nonprofit which created ID Ventures, says, "We simply can't continue to overlook the importance of helping grow all areas of our economy, especially Michigan entrepreneurs, and the impact they can have on future jobs and economic growth." So what to do about this lack in early stage funding? Well, for one, a coalition of four Michigan-based early stage funds, ID Ventures in Detroit, Ann Arbor Spark, University of Michigan's Accelerate Blue Fund, and Western Michigan University's Biosciences Research Commercialization, and the Michigan Venture Capital Association are asking the state to provide an investment of $126 million into these four early-stage funds. And whether or not that's the answer or other answers that need to be considered, as I said, while we've made great strides in more funding and making more funding available to startups in the state of Michigan, clearly much, much more needs to be done. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.